Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The number of people infected with the coronavirus in the U.S. is poised to pass 3 million. More than 131,000 people have died. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says officials should ask that everyone wear face coverings to stop the virus.
Individual mandates, wherever they come from, I think are important because when people get a signal that you may or may not want to wear a mask, which means it may or may not be helpful, that's a very confusing signal.
New daily cases are rising in 46 states, and several have set record high numbers of them. That includes California and Texas and Hawaii, Idaho, and Montana. President Trump insists schools should reopen in the fall, even as the pandemic spreads. He hosted an event at the White House on Tuesday where administration officials echoed his demand. State and local leaders make the call on whether to reopen their schools. Mexico's president meets Donald Trump at the White House today. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports both leaders have clashed over immigration but are meeting to celebrate a new North American trade pact.
President Andres Manuel López Obrador arrived in D.C. late last night on a commercial flight with a layover in Atlanta. The Mexican president refuses to use the presidential plane in keeping with his frugal style. Beside the health concerns of flying through several U.S. airports, López Obrador is taking a big political risk meeting with Trump, who's long denigrated Mexicans, calling them rapists and animals. López Obrador says he needs to work with the U.S. president for the economic well-being of his country. Mexico's economy is taking a nosedive as COVID-19 cases soar. Mexico has now passed France and Spain in the number of deaths from the virus. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
President Trump's niece has published a book that the Trump family tried to block. The book offers an unsparing view of Donald Trump and his father. NPR has obtained a copy of Mary Trump's book. NPR's Tamara Keith prepared this report.
Mary Trump is the daughter of Fred Trump Jr., a tragic figure in the Trump family who died in his early 40s after years of struggling with alcoholism. The author, who was a teenager when her father died, writes, "Donald, following the lead of my grandfather and with the complicity, silence, and inaction of his siblings, destroyed my father. I can't let him destroy my country." There are many family stories in this book that put the Trumps in a negative light, and a claim that the president paid someone to take his SATs for him. In a statement, White House spokeswoman Sarah Matthews questions the author's motives and says Trump's father was very good to him and describes the SAT allegations as completely false. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Former Vice President Joe Biden won two more Democratic presidential primaries Tuesday. One is in his home state of Delaware. The other is in New Jersey. Also in New Jersey, former teacher Amy Kennedy won a Democratic congressional primary to face Republican incumbent Representative Jeff Van Drew in the fall. Van Drew changed parties last year to support President Trump. Amy Kennedy is married to former Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy. The Trump administration is scrapping a plan to reintroduce grizzly bears to a mountain range in Washington state. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the plan faced some local opposition from ranchers and others.
The announcement by Interior Secretary David Bernhardt that his agency would not move forward with the reintroduction plan is a reversal from his predecessor. Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke revived plans to reintroduce grizzly bears to the North Cascades in 2018, much to the dismay of some in neighboring rural communities who didn't want to live near a large predator that was almost entirely driven from the landscape decades ago. Bernhardt says it's those local concerns that led them to abandon the plans. Grizzly bear numbers have greatly improved in parts of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, but few remain in Washington, and the species remains protected under the Endangered Species Act. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Heavy rain and flooding continue to inundate parts of Japan, and at least 55 people have died. Rivers are overflowing, and mudslides have killed people. Millions of people have been asked to evacuate, but the call was not mandatory. Many people didn't go to shelters, concerned about the coronavirus. This is NPR.